summer. Still out there, gets a snap, couple step drop, flitters to the left side for Wilkinson, up for grab, almost intercepted and almost caught, as it was a good job of defending by Ezekiel Fox, but if Wilkinson would have been able to get a handle of that ball, that's a completion, because it went over the hands of Fox into the waiting arms of Wilkinson and couldn't hold on to it.
Now, that's that wheel route we talk about, bringing the left slot outside the widest receiver and curling down the left sideline. Fox almost made a mistake and jumped too early for that ball and misjudged it, but was able just to deflect it enough so Wilkinson couldn't make a play.
Second and 10 at the La Cueva 49. Three receivers left, one to the right. And a little screen pass to Geisler. He made the catch along the numbers at the 50. Still on his feet along the right sideline of the 40. And they'll mark him out of bounds right there. Cameron Herrera pushed him out, but not until they moved the sticks. First and 10, La Cueva at the Montana 40, trailing 7-0.
That's that wide receiver screen, a split screen where the widest receiver comes down behind the line of scrimmage. Your lineman release at the line of scrimmage to go down to get the secondary level of blockers. It's the same play that La Cueva ran against El Dorado that picked up a huge first down in their playoff comeback.
First and 10 at the 40 of Manzano. Couple-step drop for Summer. Passes left flat. That's a catch by Geisler. He caught it at the 33, and he's tumbled down right there. Tackled immediately by Ezekiel Fox. Gain of 7 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 3 at the Manzano 33.
The Bears definitely have a height advantage with receivers versus defenders on the widest receivers. Not Beller and not Wilkinson, but when they go outside to Geisler and then to Rosewall, they have a height advantage and a big matchup problem for the Monarchs.
2nd and 3 at the 33. Ball along the left hash marks. Quick pass along the left sideline. That's Wilkinson making the catch, and he is out of bounds immediately as he tried to come forward, but his feet were out of bounds as he got to the sideline. But he will be marked at the 29. That'll move to sticks. Another first down for La Cueva. This time at the 29.
Well, we said the lack of pass, or the run offense has hurt La Cueva, but they definitely have been able to move the ball and have confidence in this pass offense.
In a 4 on the play, 1st and 10 at the Manzano 29. La Cueva down 7-0. 8:27 to go in the fourth. Getting the snap with Summer. Gives the ball to DeAndre Williams. Trying to skip a tackler along the left numbers. And he is down promptly at the 26. So he'll get a couple out of it. Alejandro Vallejos on the stop. But they mark him at the 26.
Just really doing a great job as La Cueva of maintaining the ball, keeping the ball away from Manzano, taking time off the clock. There's 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and just ball control with the short pass game.
And a 3 for Williams. 9 carries, 21 yards now. It's 2nd down and 7 at the 26. Summer flares over the middle. Seth Miller diving down to the ground, sliding, if you will. Made the catch, middle of the field, right at the 8-yard line. It'll be 1st and goal, La Cueva. Seth Miller looked like he was sliding into second base.
And a little mix-up in the secondary of Manzano. They're going to call timeout and talk about it, because these receivers up La Cueva are running them ragged, and the safety on the left side dropped Beller and allowed him to go into the middle and catch that pass.
Gain of 18 yards for Seth Beller. He gets his first catch. Timeout called, 7:45 to play in the fourth quarter. Manzano on a 41-yard touchdown run by Jordan Bird in the third quarter, leading the ball game by a score of 7-0 after it was scoreless at the half. But when you look at these two teams, La Cueva 4-0 in championship appearances. They won the championship against Mayfield. Romero was the coach. In 2009, they beat Michael Bradley's Mayfield team 31-14. They had a 28-game winning streak from 2003 to 2005. They won in 2004 under Romero, beating 12-40 under Eric Gronehaus. Gave up just under 2 points a game, 1.6 points, fifth all-time in the state, 21 points allowed that season. That's ninth of all time. Here we go. First and goal. Summer, quick drop. He passed left side. Geisler makes a catch to the three and waltzes into the end zone. Touchdown, LaCueva.
A double move by Geisler. He showed the slant, which LaCueva has had a lot of success with. When he went in and planted upfield, that corner bit on that slant. Just a little reverse by Geisler, wide open. He caught the ball, walked into the end zone, and one kick away by Camacho from tying this up.
So Dylan Camacho with the big extra point coming up. Camacho set to boot it. The kick is a high line drive kick, and it is good. So Camacho makes the extra point. 7:40 to play here in the fourth quarter. We are knotted up at 7. Class 6A championship game on ESPN Radio. 101.7, the team.